I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Stay tuned for why at any moment I could burst into tears. For any of you moms and dads out there who are like me and are patiently waiting, or maybe even impatiently waiting, what feels like an eternity for God to answer your prayers, and maybe sometimes you even wonder if he hears them, I can assure you he does. This episode is meant to encourage you, because if you've been listening for a while, you know how frustrating one of my parenting journeys has been with one of my children. And not because she's a bad kid or anything like that. She's amazing, but she's difficult for sure. And surely if you're listening to a parenting podcast, you have at least one of those in your midst, maybe even a few. Well, I'm here to tell you and testify that the Lord does hear our prayers. It's not that I've doubted that he has heard my cries since she was at least six, when I realized I hadn't been crying out to him. And if you listen to my very first podcast about why I'm even doing this podcast, you'll know that story. You'll know, like, the breakdown that I had. She was about six. That was 8 years ago. And since then, I have just left her in his hands because I was dried up, done, no idea what to do. And so I'm entrusted him fully with her, which is what I should have done from the start, of course. But I'm not going to go into that any further, because you can hear that throughout some other podcasts, some other episodes. Since then, I have just trusted God, because A, that's the first thing we should do, right? We should trust him with our kids, because he gave them to us. He made them exactly who they are. He placed them into our family exactly where they need to be, and gave them to us who are the perfect parents for them, whether it feels like it or not. We're not experts. We're not pros. We weren't downloaded with all the wisdom we need for parenting, but we were given a God who loves us, who created us, and who is available to us. And so that's like having all the wisdom in the world. We just don't have it all at once. And sometimes he has certain things that we just don't understand. And that's okay, because we're just not ready to understand them yet. But I've tried to live in this way, and I'm not perfect at it. I'm not great at it. But I've certainly gone back to this many times, that in Hebrews 4:16, this is always my plan, whether I remember it or not, the beginning. It's let us with confidence, that's kind of the key right there, confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I can't tell you how many times that I've done that. Just saying, you know what, God, she's yours. I just have to trust you in this, because I feel like we're going in circles and there's no progress. There's no change of heart. Lord, only you can do that. So here you go. It's still your turn. I think it will always be his turn, right? To take that. But in 1 John, we continue about this confidence. Verse 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have toward him. So it explains the confidence, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Well, his will is for our good, right? His will is for us to have relationship with him. So his will is the same for us as it is for our kids. So I trust in that will, that he hears my cry. Because he's able to do, like it says in Ephesians 3:20, he is able to do far more abundantly than we could ask or think. Because we're asking according to the power that works within us. His power is in us, but he is still greater. up. So we just trust in that. We put the we put our confidence in him. And then the abiding in him, he abides in us. He promises whatever we wish, whatever we ask, it will be done. And these are just, the reason I'm listing scriptures is because these are the scriptures that I have really relied on in my hope for God, my faith. My faith is the hope of things unseen, right? These are confirmations of that hope. Though it's unseen, he has given us evidence in the Bible to show that it's worthwhile, that it's he is worthy of our faithfulness. He's worthy of our hope and our trust because he has told us these things, that he hears our prayers. And I constantly remember that. Constantly hears our prayers. He knows what we need before we even ask him. That's Matthew 6, verse 8. He already knows what's going on in our lives. None of it's a surprise. He just wants us to come to him because that's why he made us to be with him. So like any parent, like us, we hope that our kids will come to us with their issues, right? With their problems, with their hopes, their needs, their desires, their successes, their failures. We want our kids to come to us. We want our kids to trust us. We want our kids to believe that we can be a comfort and maybe even a help. Maybe we have some wise words from our own experience and perspective. That they don't always come to us. I tell you, I have one that comes to me with everything, and I have one that comes to me very rarely because she doesn't like awkward conversations, frankly. It's not that she doesn't trust me or believe that I can help. She just doesn't like to have the actual conversations. And it's taken me a long time to figure that out because, you know, for a long time, it's like, why won't you just talk to me? Why won't you just share with me? And I went through that last week with this whole thing that I'm about to share with you. She wouldn't share with me what was going on, but I could tell it was good. So I'm thinking, why wouldn't she share something good with me? I can understand if maybe she was worried that she'd get in trouble again, but that wasn't it at all. And I knew that. I could sense that. I could see it, frankly, with the way that she was just living, just being, her words, her actions, everything was different. And I hoped it was what I was hoping for, but without confirmation, I couldn't tell because I'm not God. I can't see her heart, which is super frustrating. Wouldn't it be great if we could just see our kids' hearts and just know? That would be awesome. God sees that and he just knows. That's amazing. But I sensed the difference. So like I've learned over the years, I stopped asking. I stopped pestering. I tried for a bit with as much grace and patience as I could to pull things out of her and ask her about her experiences, but I got just surface level answers. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to be satisfied with that and trust that God knows what's going on because I know he does based on the scriptures that I've just read to you and so many more that I've studied over the years and just trust him like I've been doing for 8 years with her life, with her heart, really. Because that's what it comes down to, is just trusting him with their hearts. Trusting that he is working out their faith with them. Because we can't give them faith. We can just teach them and show them how we walk out our faith. So she went to camp again. This was her second week of camp this year. She went to one earlier in the summer that she goes to every summer. And then this year, this time she got to go with her youth group to a camp. And I was like, great, she gets to go to another camp. You know, that anytime I can have other people, other godly people pouring into her, pouring truth into her, having her experience worship and prayer and studying his word in a different way, I think is so good. I love having other godly people pour into her because it shouldn't just be me and shouldn't just be our pastor. I feel like the more we surround our kids with godly people, the more they can glean and see and learn and trust that God is good and that there's fruit to be created from our faithfulness, that he is real and tangible and not just because we said so. Because let's face it, at a certain age, that just doesn't hold up enough for our kids to believe us sometimes, right? Because I said so, though it's a valid excuse, which of course as kids, we are like, I'm never going to say that to my kids. But then we become parents and then we realize, oh, that's actually a reason. Obedience. Obedience is a thing. And sometimes they just have to obey. Because sometimes we just have to obey God. And we won't know the reason why. And it's really hard for some of us who are very stubborn or analytical or logical, speaking of myself, to just do it because he said so, because we can't see the purpose, the reason, the results right away, or maybe ever. So just obedience for the sake of obedience, which was never my thing as a kid. That just didn't logically fly for me. But as an adult, I get it now. Lots of reasons I've learned the hard way to do that. So she also is like that. She's learning the hard way about obedience. So she went to camp and she told me she got baptized again, which I was like, wow, she chose to get baptized. Like, we didn't know that was even going to be an option up at camp, and we never talked about it because she'd already been baptized, so far as we knew, by choice by her. Like, we never coerced her or bribed her or forced her. We always made sure she knew that it was up to her and it was okay if she didn't want to. It's just letting you know that this is why baptism is there and why we do it, and that it's available to you if you want at certain points. So she did choose to get baptized years ago, but she chose to get baptized again. So I'm thinking, oh, there's something there, because her logical brain would not have chosen that, because she would have thought, well, I've already done it, checked it off the list, right? But this was a heart choice, and I knew it. I could tell, because she made a funny face that she makes when she doesn't want to have any further conversation, when it's going to be awkward. And I'm like, either she just doesn't want to explain herself, or she's one of that conversation. There's something more to the story. And you know what, God, I'm just going to let you bubble it to the surface when she's ready. That's fine. I have to be patient with her with these things. I can't draw them out of her anymore. It has to be her being ready to share, to have that awkward conversation. But then she also said that she shared her testimony. And I'm thinking, I wonder what that is all about. That was really, that's where I kind of pushed a little bit more, because I wanted so desperately to know. And she just was so sure that I knew her testimony. I was like, but I don't, because it could be a million different things. I don't know your heart and I would love to know it. But again, she wouldn't tell me. So throughout the week, I noticed some changes in her. At bedtime, she obeyed right away, got ready for bed. She did not bring electronics to her room, which she's not allowed to do, but she still usually does it anyway. She did not do that. If I asked her to do something around the house, she did it. She didn't argue. She didn't whine. She and her sister got in a couple of spats, but that's kind of normal. But it was interesting because it was less her and more her sister. And I think it was out of habit and expectation on her part that she was expecting her sister to react a certain way, and she didn't. And it was very interesting to see that dynamic shift. So there were definitely clear things going on. I'm thinking, okay, something is different, but I'm just going to wait, just like I always do. I'm just going to wait. Maybe it's just that afterglow of camp that happens sometimes where they come back and they're this glorious child that just they really had an encounter and with God, and it's awesome, and we're just going to enjoy it while it lasts. I mean, we go through that too, don't we? We have this amazing encounter with God and it changes us for a while, but then we forget or we get into our old habits And it's only been a week, and I get it. Sometimes some things are just going to come back, but she's just going to have to fight against certain temptations like we all do. I understand that because I do the same thing. I go through that phase constantly, dealing with battles of the mind, battles of habit and history. I get that. So I'm not going to be disappointed or surprised if things like that pop up, because unfortunately that's human sin nature. But I'm going to be able to walk her through that, which is so cool. So she finally, on Sunday, church, the teens actually came in, and there were four girls who were up to give their testimony about their experiences at camp. And I was like, oh, there's no way she's going to be up there. She hates that kind of stuff. She won't even do practice presentations at home in front of just me. I'm thinking, there's no way she'd be up there. And sure enough, she came in with a crew that was sitting down. So she sat down. I said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. She's here so she can hear the testimonies because everyone's coming in. So as a church getting ready to hear the testimonies of the girls, all of a sudden, I look and she's standing up. I was like, what is going on? I grabbed my husband's hand. And I said, Drew's up there. She's up there. She's up there. I'm like, is she going to talk? Is she going to talk? Oh, I don't know. She might change her mind. She might go sit down. We'll see. She gave her testimony in front of the whole church. I was, first of all, blown away at her confidence and her willingness to do it. I was blown away. And it was just funny what she said at the beginning, is that she wasn't going to do it, but then God was yelling at her to do it, which I'm like, that's totally how he deals with me. And my husband, he yells at us all the time, like, just do it. Just get up there. Just go. Just serve or say this or pray this or be bold. Be bold for me. So it was just hilarious. But she gave the most beautiful testimony, and I saw her heart. And I, of course, was sobbing like I am a little bit right now, if you can't tell the change in my voice a little bit. It was so cool to see that she had this deep encounter with God. I'm not going to share it with you because I don't want to share something that she doesn't want me to share with the whole world. But it was beautiful. And I was like, oh my gosh, she really did have an amazing encounter with him. And it has changed her. And it was for real. Like, the baptism was legit. Like I like to say, it was for real this time. And that's how she said it. And all I can think of, and this is why I just want to burst into tears throughout the day, is that he is faithful. God is faithful. So if you are praying for your kids, you are praying for specific things that don't change, that you wish God would just deal with, or that you're hoping for them. They're wandering, they're lost, they're squandering, they're certain things. They're just not changing. They're just not getting it. They're just not trusting. They're not obeying. They're lying again. They're stealing again. They're misbehaving again. They're disobedient again. Whatever it is, it's frustrating the tar out of you, because I know it is. Continue to pray and lift them up to God and really, truly trust him with them. Because if what you're doing isn't working, I'm not saying stop disciplining. That is not what I'm saying. Because they need to still continue to understand that there are consequences for their actions, good and bad. The consequences aren't always bad. Sometimes there's good ones for the good stuff. But continue to trust that he is the one that is working out their faith with them, that he is working in their hearts. He has a plan for them. We don't know the timing of this. We don't know how old they're going to be when they finally encounter him. And she's encountered him before, but this was a truly heart-changing encounter. But prayer works. I just keep thinking about all the times that I have lost it on her. All the times that I have walked away from her to go pray and break down. And I go in the bathroom, actually, so no one can get in and disturb me while I'm doing it. I'm loud. I am sobbing. I'm a mess. I know she hears it all, and I don't care, because she needs to know that it's okay to go to God like that. And that's what I do sometimes when I really just want to yell and scream at her. I run away and go pray. Not all the time. Sometimes I fail and I yell and scream at her before I remember to run away and pray. which is, you know, that's me, unfortunately. It's less me now than it used to be, but it still happens sometimes. I mean, I had a breakdown not long ago, a couple months ago, a royal breakdown like that. And it was a hot, sobby mess because I was just so frustrated yet again with the same sin with her. It was very recent. So the fact that this encounter happened was just totally, though hoped for, unexpected at this time. And I just want to cry because he's so good. He's so faithful. Keep at it. Keep at it. I want this to be an encouragement to you. I'm not bragging. I'm bragging on God. I'm not bragging on anything I did. This is nothing I did. All I did was trust him. But the works were him. He did it. He did the work in her. He showed himself to her. And so my devotional this morning, and I'm going a little long, sorry. My devotional this morning was beautiful because it was perfect. I was thinking about you guys and how I wanted to express this experience, this moment, this assurance of my faith and my hope. And then he put Psalm 40 in front of me. And I'm just going to read a little bit of it because I know I'm going a little long. Thank you for sticking it out with me. But I just read the first line, the first verse. And I was like, oh, this is the one. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read a little bit at the beginning. And I encourage you to go back to Psalm 40, read through it, and believe it. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. That's the first verse. I was like, yeah, that's exactly what's happened here. He drew me up from out of the pit of destruction. Oh, for sure he did. Out of the miry bog and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. I feel like that's where I am right now. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. I hope that's you. That's just through verse 3. I want you to, that's your homework, to read Psalm 40 in its entirety and trust and wait patiently for him. He hears your cries. He knows your heart. He knows what is going on before you even speak it. Trust in him because he is faithful. He is true. We walk by faith, not sight. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. These are all different scriptures. I'm going to note them in the show notes. But I just want you to remember these truths. But the Lord is faithful. He will, that's not a maybe, he will establish you and guard you against the evil one. That's for you, that's for your kids. He will. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Not just you and your kids, but your grandkids, your great-grandkids, etc. 1,000 generations. So this isn't just for you, for your kids, but this is for your future generations. What you do now, the trust you put in him, the prayers you lift up to him are like incense for 1,000 generations. I mean, if that's not hope, I don't know what is. Hope for things that you're never going to see? That's amazing. Let's trust him together. This is not me stopping praying for my kids. This is me continuing even further, even with more fervor, to pray for them, to lift them up to him, to trust them with him. This is just confirmation of my prayers. This is him showing me that he is faithful, him showing me that my time on my knees is not wasted. My tears were counted. Everything, he has collected my tears in a jar. He knows everything that I've gone through and everything that I've lifted up to him, he has in his hands. The same goes for you. He hears your cry. So cry out to him. it's the best thing we can do for our kids. I tell my kids this all the time, and I've said this since they were little and able to kind of start understanding, is like, what's, when I ask them, what's my job? My job is to love you, to take care of you, to teach you, to pray for you, to discipline you. That's my job description. It doesn't include cleaning up after them or, you know, driving them places. No, my job is to love them, to teach them, to discipline them, to care for them, and to pray for them. That's my job. And praying for them is so important. So I'm going to stop repeating myself now because I feel like I am. I could say it over and over again. You get it. You hear it. Why don't you take some time to pray for them during whatever you're doing right now? So, Lord, I just lift up the kids of all who are listening, whether you're listening the day this podcast comes out or however many years ahead this thing will stay on the internet. Lord, thank you so much that you hear our prayers. Our prayers are like incense. There's the sweet aroma to you. Do you hear every single one of them? Lord, I pray that we would abide in you, that we would lay at your feet, that we would stay in your word, that we would continue our relationship with you strong, and that we would be an example to our kids of what faith looks like, what trust in you looks like, and that they would know that you are faithful, that we would remember that you are faithful. And Lord, I pray for the faith of each and every child of each person listening. I pray that you are working out their faith with them, that you are working in their hearts, and that there will be fruit for all of the tears, all of the laughter, all of the prayers, all the time spent on our knees and on their behalf. I trust you with all of this. I trust you with all of them. We trust you because we know you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. You are a faithful God. What you say is true. You don't change. We thank you and praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Have an amazing week. I really hope this encouraged you. I know it was long. Thanks for sticking with me. Subscribe to this podcast, share it with others, and I'll talk to you soon.